When I was young, the only Frenchmen we ever saw were the onion johnnies who came around Southampton housing estates with strings of onions dangling from their bikes. It was a cause of great excitement, as even in the late 1950s, onions were in short supply, and Mum was happy to pay a few pence extra for something she couldn't get in the shops. So for a long time afterwards, the image we all had of the French was bikes and onions. The striped Breton jumper, beret and Gauloise came later, as people began taking holidays in the nearest parts of France and came back trying to copy the style of the local fishermen. Or perhaps they thought that what Yves Montand and Maurice Chevalier wore in the films was actually the style to copy. More recently, the fashion has been to declare that all French people are extremely rude, refusing even to try to understand our pathetic attempts at their language. We complain that after spending several minutes working out what to say, the French either answer us in English or wave their hands around and walk off. And they're English. They think it's so perfect, but you can tell they're not English just by listening to them. It's not like our perfect French pronunciation. And then there's the food. We all know they don't eat frogs and snails every day, but why do they have to put so much garlic on and all those herbs? Why can't they just cook a nice plain meal and not spoil it with all the muck they pour over it? Have you ever tried to drive in France? They're maniacs. I'm sure half of them only drive with their knees. Until they get to a roundabout, then it's full throttle and devil take the hindmost.